Wow.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Straight Up Missing. My name is Jocelyn. I'm the brunette. We have Katie. She's the redhead.
Hello.
And we have Carly. She's the blonde.
Hi.
Carly is coming at us with another straight up missing person.
All right. Today we're talking about Tammy Mahoney. So Tammy Mahoney, she was 19 years old when she went missing from Oneida, New York on May 8th, 1981. She lived at the 100 block of Lenox Avenue in Oneida with her boyfriend, and she studied husbandry at SUNY Morrisville from 1979 to 1980 to become a veterinarian. But she did not return to school for her second year, and we don't really know why, unknown reason. Her family lived on Long Island, which is where she was born, and they were in regular contact. But Tammy was last seen on May 8th around 7:45 a.m. when she was hitchhiking near the Glenwood Shopping Center on Route 46. Her plans that day were to travel to Hamilton that evening, which was about 30 minutes away from Oneida. And hitchhiking was something that she did regularly. She did not own a car. So in order to get to work or school, she would often catch a ride with a friend. But if a friend couldn't drive her, she would hitchhike all the time. So she did it all the time. It is believed that that day she was given a ride by a group of unidentified young men, ended up driving her to the Oneida Indian Nation territory. And it's not known if Tammy willingly went with them knowing they were going to drive her there or if it was completely against her will. So right. Like, we don't know if she was like, okay, yeah, let's go there and then you can drive me to where I need to go after or what have you. So the territory spans about 32 acres of land and currently in 2021 has about 1,000 members. So, you know, not that populated if you think about it.
Right.
However, it is the fifth largest employer in the counties that make up central New York and usually attracts about 4.5 million tourists annually. So while there may not be a lot of members, there still could have been many people around just as a tourist. So 3 days after she was last seen, Tammy's boyfriend would report her as missing. And this is not the first time that she had disappeared, but she usually would return after a short time. However, she had once been gone for a total of 18 days, and we don't know the reasoning behind that disappearance either, but she did end up coming back. Tammy seemed at the time to be actually keeping some things about her life secret from her family and from her boyfriend. A week before she went missing, she had quit her job as a groom at Vernon Downs, which is a casino that did horse racing, and she didn't tell anyone about quitting her job. And she actually continued to follow her schedule as if she still worked there. So she left her apartment every morning and returned after her shift would have finished. So like no one was the wiser. During this time, Tammy had applied for another job, a position in the newsroom of the Oneida Daily Dispatch, but had also kept that a secret as well. Tammy and her boyfriend had plans to move out of their apartment the month she disappeared. And when she went missing, she had left behind all of her belongings that she had packed away. After Tammy was reported missing, law enforcement would have started an extensive search into her whereabouts, but they would find no trace. Police would receive a tip that Tammy's body was inside a building that had burned down on Lenox Avenue on May 11th. The police get there, they search the remains of the building, but there's no sign of Tammy or anything there.
Oh, man.
But this would lead the authorities to reclassify her case as a probable homicide instead of just a missing person. But due to the fact that Tammy was last seen catching a ride with young men on the way to the Oneida Indian Nation, authorities believed that Tammy was actually gang raped and murdered at a party inside a trailer on the Oneida Indian Nation territory. Jeez. We don't know exactly how they jumped to that conclusion about this particular party. I'm assuming they got like another anonymous tip. But several days after Tammy disappeared, a man's wallet was turned into the authorities. And it's not known who turned the wallet in, but inside it, but it was found on the territory. And police say that it was obvious to them connected to her case. And this is the biggest lead that they would have come across.
Mm-hmm.
There were two pieces of ID in the wallet. And investigators had previously spoken to the owner of the wallet, and they believe that he has firsthand knowledge of Tammy's disappearance, but they essentially got nowhere when they questioned him. And the case stalled for many years, but in 2002, there was a little bit of movement in the case. In March of that year, there was a reward flyer posted in a guy, a gal, and a laundromat in Vernon, New York. And on the flyer, there had been a message written on it. And the message named two of the alleged suspects of Tammy's murder, and this led to the authorities asking the public for any photos of the United Territory or any junked vehicles from May of 1981. Later that year, police announced that several male suspects had been identified in Tammy's probable murder. The names were not released to the public, but it is known that not all of the suspects are members of the Oneida Indian Nation. Police know that there were dozens of witnesses that would have attended the party where Tammy was allegedly gang-raped or murdered, and that the suspects do still live locally. And they announced that Tammy's body may have been placed in one of the cars that had attended the party, though they do not believe that her remains would still be in the car. But they're just looking for like any type of evidence at all. They would conduct a search on a gravel-covered lot near the, this pronunciation, I'm not sure, Shakowi. I apologize if anyone of the United Indian Nation is listening and I completely butchered that pronunciation. There was also a pond near where the party had taken place. And the divers would search the pond, but nothing was found, no evidence. More years have gone by. In 2016, authorities received another tip that led them to search a residential property in Sullivan, New York, which is about 20 minutes away from the Oneida Territory. They would dig under the garage. They had cadaver dogs come and search the nearby woods, but again, they yielded no results. So the local police, along with the FBI, are actively working this case, and the federal government will prosecute her case since Tammy was allegedly killed on the Indian Nation property. However, charges cannot be filed until Tammy's body is recovered. In April 2019, the FBI announced a cash reward for information that would solve Tammy's case. The reward is offered as a total of $40,000, which $20,000 is offered by the FBI and the other $20,000 by the Oneida Nation. And this reward offer still stands.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's like a really big, generous offer. Unfortunately, Tammy's mother died last summer in 2020 with no answers to Tammy's case, but her sisters are still waiting for answers and justice for Tammy. Tammy's sister Marlene said during a news conference, "There was never a day or a minute that we have not thought about Tammy. Our family has always had an empty space in our hearts, and our greatest wish has always been that space to be replaced with the truth, and Tammy can at last be laid to rest." To this day, Tammy's case remains unsolved. Tammy is a white female and would be 59 years old at the time of this recording. She is 5'3", 130 pounds of brown hair and green eyes. She has both ears pierced and she has freckles on her face. She also fractured her lower leg as a child. So it's unknown exactly what Tammy was last seen wearing, but it was likely a dark colored V-neck sweater or sweatshirt with white embroidery at the neck and the wrists, either blue jeans or bib overalls, a dark colored or denim jacket, size 6 clogs, sandals, or white low top sneak. So we don't know exactly, but that's what she normally would wear. She would also usually wear a silver ring with a green stone, a small cross necklace with turquoise stones, and a thin dime-sized metal medallion depicting a guardian angel and a bridge with two children crossing. Anyone with information regarding Tammy's disappearance or presumed homicide can contact the FBI at 315-731-1781 or Tammy's case investigator directly, William Clark, at 315-363-2323. You can also check out the Justice for Tammy Mahoney Facebook page.
Wow.
And that's the missing case of Tammy Mahoney.
Love you, Queenie.
You still got it.
Love you, you get it.